It's Tuesday, which means it's time for Normal World. And that means I'm Dave Landau. And with me today, as always, is Angela.
Hi.
Hello.
So glad to be back.
It's good to have you back.
I missed you guys.
And also today, sitting in for Quarter Black, who is in Las Vegas, please welcome to the show, Matt McLowery.
Neat.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Matt. You got what gigs you got coming up?
I'm with you in Tacoma and Spokane, where I will also be headlining that Sunday. And then next month, I'm at Hilarities in Cleveland with you. I'm headlining Thursday and Sunday also.
Yes. So come to the shows where he's not headlining, which will be Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, because it's not like I have a daughter or anything.
Well, I have a son. Let's wrestle. Your house is paid off. Mine's a problem.
Well, that's between you and
it's between me and the Indians. You can check out my special right now. It is available still on ComedyGenie.us, Comedy Genius, but it also is available on Amazon and also Tubi. Because I'm a somebody. You can just go there, look up a Prison 10. It's there, rent it, leave a good review. There's enough hate in the world. You don't have to be a part of it. And this weekend, you can catch me at the Orpheum in Twin Falls, Idaho, with Derek Richards opening up the show. It's going to be great. But enough of this nonsense. Let's welcome today's guest. He's the host of Weird Medicine, one of my favorite people, and one of our favorite guests. Please welcome Dr. Steve.
Ahoy, my friend.
Ahoy to you. How are you?
I'm very well.
Good. Thank we you. Had fun today.
Yes, we did.
We filmed some sketches people will see.
They'll see those next week, I think.
And we had you here, which there was an eclipse yesterday. I don't know if anybody heard about it. And many...
Well-kept secret.
Many people died, but we can't get into those numbers yet. The body count's not up yet. But we did have you here, and it was exciting.
It was very exciting. It was a bucket list thing for me. Thank you for you all having me here. And it was fun just being the science guy for a day.
It really was fun being the science guy for a day. And I got to ask questions like I was learning something. I felt good about it. Is that a picture?
Unlike other science guys, he's an actual doctor too.
Oh, you mean like every single influencer who claims to know? Is that a picture you took?
Look at
that. Oh, it's not.
Actually, his are better than that, but I wanted to wait to reveal them in the video we're going to see.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Well,
I brought my, I shipped my telescope and we had solar binoculars and solar glass. We did a little class on celestial mechanics out in the plaza out there. It was fun.
It was a blast. And on average, an eclipse occurs in the very same place every 375 years.
Wow. See, he learned something.
See? And the next eclipse, which you told me, is going to be in 2044?
Correct.
2045.
No,
44.
That's actually wrong what you're reading on the screen. Hmm. Right?
Yeah, that's right. In the contiguous United States.
Thank you for correcting me.
Oh, okay. You're welcome.
There are eclipses twice a year on average, and they're just in different places.
Yeah.
And so the contiguous United States won't see one again until 2044, so, you know, 20 years from now.
Did you know that the Google search for my eyes hurt spiked immediately after?
I believe it.
Millions. Let's take a look.
That is hilarious. You did a video on that people can see on the Normal World Instagram that's apropos to that Google search.
They can. I burned my eyes out, and it's no good. I still can't see very well today, which is fine. Mm-hmm. I've seen enough.
I looked at an eclipse when I was an infant, and that's why this one doesn't work. Is that right?
That's what your parents told you?
Yeah,
instead of just mom drank. So let's take a
mom
look.
Mom didn't.
Oh, that's true. Your dad's sperm was so potent. Only you're the only person who's ever got fetal alcohol syndrome from their father. Your dad was...
My only comeback is like, I'm not.
Well, it's not even a comeback. Yeah. You started the joke. Yeah, I added to it. Anyway.
I have relatives.
No.
I've got three siblings.
They all turned out fine.
I know, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's a level of niceness.
Maybe it wasn't that.
Could have been a something else. Vaccine? Yeah. Who knows? I don't want to say that.
We're on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't a vaccine. Let's take a look at the video.
Just goes on that.
Yep, yep.
There we go. I got it.
There you go. And then you can zoom in. 35 minutes till totality. Very exciting. And we've got blue sky.
Can you go blind?
Yeah, absolutely. People go blind every year doing stupid eclipse practices.
Like permanently.
Permanently blind, yes. The lens in your eye focuses light. The sun is extremely, extremely bright. If you've ever cooked an ant with a lens before, you can do that to your retina as well. So don't do that. Even with the sun mostly occluded by the moon, you can still burn your retina, so don't do that.
Is that fume responsible?
Yeah.
Are we getting like the best view of it, like in Texas?
Yes, this will be a very good view here. We're close to the middle of the total eclipse. We'll get about 4 minutes of totality.
Is fluid in your top five words?
Yes. Fluids, secretions, pustulence, tumescence. That's a good word. If you make just a pinhole now, you can see a crescent shape.
Oh, wow.
You know? Oh, yeah. You can see the sun is actually being refracted by the pinholes in the leaves, a myriad of crescents now. But during the total eclipse, we've got 4 minutes to just look at it, take the filters off, take pictures, but take at least a minute, right? Take at least a minute to just regard it. And just be here. Be in the moment for once in your life and just watch this amazing thing.
Because you might die soon.
Yeah, I'm probably going to die sooner rather than later.
Not you. I didn't mean you. Right.
Here we go. 1 minute. Here we go.
I don't know if I'm
gonna get this up. All right.
Wow. Crazy.
That was really fun.
That was cool.
Yeah, I really can't thank you enough for coming out and doing that.
Oh, thank you for letting me do that. That was amazing.
I didn't realize that Dallas was going to be right in the... I wish you were here.
When I was here 6 months ago, I knew that, and I sort of, you know, said, hey, maybe we could do an eclipse thing. It was really just a way to finagle a free trip to Dallas.
Well, you got it, my friend.
So you were just using us?
Yes, yeah. Of course.
Well, that's okay. It's a show business.
I thought that David Goggins Motiversity theme music really sold it. I felt like I was there.
Well, you know, that's the only way that people will watch now.
Alan Parsons Project ripoff.
How else will you know it was an emotional
event? Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Do you actually, you have to know how others feel in order to know how you feel. This is 20.
So I have to be manipulated?
Correct.
Emotionally by stock music?
That's correct.
Yes.
I'm glad you appreciated it.
I had a lot of interesting questions that didn't make
I
it.
I missed it because my wife and I were paying credit cards. She's like, why didn't you tell me? And I'm like, I thought you knew.
Really?
Yeah. Well, the sad thing is, too,
I feel
is
like that's more important to you.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. She goes through those with a fine tooth comb.
She literally does twice. She does it twice.
That's probably smart.
It is very smart.
I just assume that the stuff on the, you know, my credit card is something I bought. Herbie's Boner Pills.
Mustang Ranch.
Well, we have you here, so
it's
I'm going to.
A dozen CVSs, and it was like, that's Dave.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that is me. I actually have kept CVS in business.
You literally have.
Yeah, because I'm the only person who feels like paying 8 times more than they should for everything.
It's like we stop there here, and I'm like, we're not on the road, Dave. You have an apartment.
No, I'm just, yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to go to, like, Walmart. Mm. No offense if you go to Walmart. It's just your garbage. Fat and poor. Speaking of which, we do have questions from our fans. So we can, I do want to ask you these actually before we get into other stuff, because we have a doctor here and people have enjoyed the segment Ask Dr. Steve.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
Yes.
And I enjoy doing those.
Yes. And I have some questions for you that have been, people have written in, and maybe I'll have my own questions.
All right.
Okay. Let's start it out. Do we have a little Ask Dr. Steve clip? Okay, great. We'll just go with this then. Dr. Steve, my girl and I were in Death Valley National Park hiking, and it was 120 degrees. She kept saying to me that we could spontaneously combust because the temperature was high. I wanted to throw her off the hillside, but instead I figured I'd ask you. Is it impossible for a human to spontaneously combust, we really could have shortened this, when the temperature is 120 degrees or is my girl as dumb as I think she is? From Jason F.
Well, Jason, if that is your real name. Spontaneous combustion is one of those things that's been in the sort of the zeitgeist of society for a long time. I remember when I was a kid reading about people spontaneously combusting in their homes. And it turns out that the common factor is morbid obesity, alcohol, and cigarettes.
You're looking at them.
And what happens is this person with lots of extra adipose tissue, you know, it gets intoxicated, smoking, falls asleep, catches on fire, catches the bedclothes or the bed on fire, and sleeps through it. And then what happens is, as they start to burn, their fat is turned into basically human kerosene.
It's like a grease fire.
Yes, and it accelerates the fire. And then they're found, you know, just a charred husk, and then people say, oh, you know, that was spontaneous human combustion. But it's not.
But it's really just fat cigarette smokers.
Right.
Dying in their home.
Right. Fat drinkers, cigarette smokers dying in their home. Now, lest you doubt me on this, you know, an average-sized body takes 2 hours to cremate.
Fine. Yes.
A body more than 300 pounds takes 4 or 5 hours, and when you get above that, a lot of the crematoriums will say it increases their risk of fire and damage not only to the crematorium but to their employees because of the grease fire aspect. So
because, like, let's say Whoopi wanted to be cremated, they'd want to cut her in half?
I don't know. Sure.
So you're saying that if a full body, though, like, there's a weight limit to cremation?
Well, I mean, first off, you got to be able to cram them in the
It would be funny if you furnace. Were taking, like, a broom to mash somebody because they're five bills.
Yeah. It's, you know, we all have different definitions of funny, but
thank you, Steve. Look at him being all doctory on
that's the first thing. And then, yes, then if there's a ton of fat tissue that can liquefy, then the thing can flame on and you've got a problem on your hands.
Wow. I did not know there was a weight limit to being cremated. I have two goals now. In life. One is to be cremated and the other one is to be
so be refused.
Fat. Yep, to be refused and then stick someone with the problem.
There you go.
Also, which plan B is to get fake tits before my funeral. I still stand by that. I plan on doing it.
I like it.
Well, why not? Sure. Just to confuse people.
You care.
Well, join the club.
I know, right?
Maybe they don't have to be fake.
Yeah. Oh, no, my tits are very real and they're wonderful. Matt?
Spectacular.
What's up?
How do you want to be buried?
You know, I don't want to be cremated in case they figure out how to bring people back to life.
That's actually a good point.
You would come back to life?
I would, yeah, absolutely. I don't want to die.
That's odd. I don't want to come back just to be suicidal again. Imagine
grass
getting brought back.
Greener.
I think it'd be funny if we do come up with that and we just start bringing back people who killed themselves. and shaming them for it. They just come out of that, like, chamber in Canada.
Well, if you killed yourself and I could bring you back, I would.
Thank you. It means a lot to me.
I mean, I'd regret it like a day and a half later.
I don't complain that much. 2 days later, you're like, I wish I would have just left you dead. Hey, aren't you glad you're back? No, not really.
I could have brought him back. Did I have to give him a phone again?
Oh, that's so personal. I don't know if I get it. All right. You're Dr. Steve. I have what one could only describe as a bloodbath situation in my poop chute. Did I write this in? It's taking over my life, and I find I'm almost killing brain cells being on the phone more because I'm on the bowl more. I do take vitamins and attempt to eat well, minus my sugar addiction. But is this seriously? Did you write this about? All right.
It's sincerely, Lave Dando.
But my bowels keep bowling. What can I do to make this fluid flood stop? Please help. This issue is ripping my family and my sphincter apart. Thanks for your help, Davin Goodwin.
It's tearing my ass apart.
Am I bleeding everywhere?
I can't tell if from that question if they're talking about having blood in their stool.
I think it's IBS.
Or if it's just fluid, just, you know, watery diarrhea.
Yes.
So irritable bowel syndrome.
The name of my band.
It's a great band name. Is it comes in three varieties. There's IBS-D, which is this type of the
patient. Is the D for Dave?
For diarrhea. So yes.
Boy, do I. Does that never stop?
And then IBS-C for constipation.
Okay.
And then there's a mixed where they alternate between the two.
Okay. I'm that guy.
And yeah, some people will have diarrhea and cramps and then they'll be constipated. And then they'll just sort of alternate between the two at some interval. And it's very common. If you just have constipation without abdominal pain, they don't call it irritable bowel so much. It's right. Just chronic constipation. This variety is thought to be caused by some inflammation in the bowel, might be caused by a bad colony of bacteria, or maybe something that they're eating or whatever is irritating the bowel, or it could just be genetic. So there is the classic thing is increase the fiber in your diet.
Yeah.
Do that with Citracell. Citracell is methylcellulose. It's the stuff that they made slime out of in the Ghostbusters movies. And it's not digestible by the bacteria in your gut, so it doesn't cause flatulence, unlike psyllium fiber, which is in Metamucil, or the really good one, which is inulin, or chicory, which is in Benefiber.
Okay.
Chicory is so flatulogenic, in other words, it causes farts, that when I was on Opie and Anthony back in the day, we were going to do a flatus contest, a fart contest. And I was going to give, he would have.
Yeah.
I was going to have everybody eat different things and then take inulin fiber because it will, if you take that, you'll just be farting for days. So, you don't want to have a fart contest and everybody's just sitting there not being flatulent.
No, that would ruin the whole thing.
Stupid.
You'd just be having a sitting contest.
Right. So, but anyway, so that was sort of the classic thing was add fiber to your diet. And there is a new, relatively new treatment for IBS-D that this person could try. It's a medical food called Enterogam. And Enterogam is serum bovine antibodies. You know, when they kill a cow, they don't waste anything.
Yeah.
You know, they even take the bull's penis and make dog treats out of it.
Yes, don't I know it.
they call them bull's pizzles, which is some euphemism. It's just call it bullcock and, we'll still buy it.
Of course.
Dogs will still eat it. But anyway.
My dog loves cock.
Do they? Really? I've never actually bought one.
No, I've never bought one.
They're curly cute. They're weird.
I don't want to buy it.
It seems disrespectful to throw a bull's penis to a dog and just have it gnawing on it.
Well, you don't want to give them the taste for penis either.
No, that's very true.
It's a good point.
I already have a Cavapoo, and I'm afraid he likes dick. Just for being a gay dog.
Sure. No, I got it.
I know. I just want to explain.
Hey, you can give you're a dog. Maybe if it was like a police dog.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. You should feed curly dicks to police dogs.
Yeah.
I've always said that. Because the police, people aren't mad enough at cops already.
Well, I went into the weeds, which is my...
No. I think it's important. Go on.
They also will preserve cow antibodies. So if you're a vegan, you won't want to do this, but the cow antibodies, you can ingest them. Many of them will survive to the bowel and they will bind to the toxins or antigens or whatever that are causing the inflammation in the bowel, and it will just calm it down.
They bind to the toxins.
Yes, and then the toxins.
Abused housewife that keeps going back.
Right.
All right.
The toxins now can't come into contact with the bowel wall because they're bound by these antibodies.
Okay.
Now, we use this in chemotherapy with folks that have what's called mucositis, where the chemotherapy just damages the bowel wall or the wall of the, you know, the GI tract in general. Mm-hmm. And it works very well for that too. And so Enterogam is the stuff I would recommend if they've tried everything else. What you don't want to do is start taking Lomotil or, you know, the opioid type bowel paralyzers, basically.
Right.
Because then those become habit forming and you have to take more and more and more of it to just keep from having watery diarrhea. So.
Well, yeah, and with opioids, I mean, that just constipates you. And then correct. If you even want to go to the bathroom, you got to take an enema. So,
well, that's why they give it to people with diarrhea. Heard. They'll give them a paregoric is opium.
Yes.
Now, here's a fun fact.
Why don't they just move to Japan and become a superstar?
What's the fun fact? I want to know.
There's just so many people with this. That's the problem. I don't think Japan could absorb all of these people and they'd all be famous.
Right.
I don't even know what I'm talking
about. What's the fun fact?
The fun fact is that they sell at 1 ounce bottles of tincture of opium to parents with kids who are teething. It's called paregoric, but it's tincture of opium. And you put it on your finger and then you rub it on the kid's gums. Well, after the kid's done teething,
and then
you still have
do whatever you want.
Yes, you still have about an ounce of heroin left.
The kid sleeps a lot, but he's amazing at jazz.
Yeah. So these, what parents are doing, some, not all, of course, are soaking their cigarettes or other types of cigarettes in the paregoric, and then you put it in a dehydrator or in the oven. Kids don't do this at home. I'm not advocating this. But then people are smoking opium in 2024 in the United States.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, so
there you
go. Heard it here first. If you have IBS, you can do heroin.
You can.
Or if you just have a baby.
Yeah, either way.
If you have IBS and want to talk to God.
Right. And if your baby needs some sleeping for teething, just rub heroin on its gums.
That would work.
You have a doctor's permission.
Yeah.
No, that's, yes, well, I mean, do not.
They used to prescribe heroin all the time, right?
It was a prescription drug at one
point. Wasn't it for coughs or something, though?
Yeah. I mean, all opioids will reduce the cough reflex. The interesting thing is dextromethorphan, right? Robitussin DM or Mucinex DM is a cough suppressant, but it's the right-handed molecule. Some of these molecules are right-handed and left-handed. It's the right-handed molecule of levomethorphan, which is an extremely potent opioid. You know, more potent than even hydromorphone or Dilaudid. But you take it in the D molecule, you have to drink a gallon of that stuff to, you know, for it to hit your body the way that, say, a Percocet does or something. But it still stills that cough reflex.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you can take any opioid. Some cough syrups have hydrocodone in it. That's also known as Lortab or Norco or Vicodin.
Yeah. Okay, so the stuff that I shot in my arm did have an actual...
It had a positive effect on your cough.
No sneezes. Now we have another one. Dear Dr. Steve, I'm a woman in my 40s, and I am currently in the throes of menopause. Mm. Hot flashes, low sex drive, you name it. And there are home remedies are there any home remedies you can recommend for dealing with it? So basically, this lady is not having an orgasm in her 40s. What do you say?
Oh, no. She's not having an orgasm? Mm. Who cares?
You agree?
I'm just kidding.
Thank you.
Well, sorry, ladies.
Okay.
Dave made me say that joke.
I did not.
I was mad. So, no, there are some home remedies, but...
It's called Dave Dick. He'll give you an orgasm.
If you're in your 40s...
He's in an 8-inch bottle.
And you're going through menopause, I would get checked first.
If you're... Really?
What the average age is around 51.
How do you get checked for orgasms?
Well, for menopause.
Menopause.
So menopause occurs when the ovaries stop producing eggs and they stop producing estrogen. And so you get a drop in estrogen. And men have sort of a similar thing called andropause, but it's a lot slower for them. It's very sudden for women. And the symptoms are, just as she said, irregular or no periods. Sometimes loss of libido, hot flashes, just feeling crummy. And there are some supplements that you can take, but I would make sure first that what she's really having is just standard garden variety menopause.
Oh, so there's different versions you can have?
You know, there are other things that can mess with your hormones, and so you want to just make sure that you're just dealing with early ovarian failure. She may have women in her family say, yeah, we all went through menopause early, and that's reassuring. I'd still get checked. We don't really treat it with estrogen anymore, although vaginal dryness, we can use estrogen creams.
So we have to save that for the goofballs who want to be girls.
You said it. I did not. But you,
thank you for keeping this in line with the channel.
Well, I had to make sure
we're bringing it back.
I want to make sure we still have people listening.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
No. You were losing the subscribers.
Right. No, I don't want to lose any more. So.
Yeah. Dr. Steve, what do you recommend to her husband?
Lots of lube. Lots of lube and go easy. And
even if she says no.
It's well, no. But they need to have a chat. What does it take?
Take no for an answer.
Yes, take no for an answer. But talk to her about what it is required for her to be sexually aroused now, because that's going to change.
I would assume having a husband that's the same age as you that you've banged a bunch of times could
decrease your libido.
Correct.
Yes, of course.
I'm just taking the female
part. I can confirm that.
Yeah. Anybody married, you just kind of go, is this, you want this? No?
Nah.
All right, I'm going to go have some soup.
No, thank you.
Yeah. How are you going to do? Well, I appreciate your advice and your wisdom.
Thank you.
It means a lot to me.
Well, thank you.
And I actually mean that.
No, it means a lot to me.
I say that to people.
That you ask me these questions, give me an opportunity to answer them.
What if you have, okay, how can I put it? Let's say you have severe depression.
Okay.
And you're on SSRIs. Yes. This is actually important.
Right.
For Matt.
No one believes you. Not a person.
No, I know. We all know. Somehow you've gotten happier. I don't know what happened to the world. But
a woman, let's say, a woman didn't blow me off. One liked me. It's all it took.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Good for you.
It only takes one. That's true.
Oh, well, that's true. Well, actually, the song is It Takes Two. But, you know, you're a doctor. So if you're massively depressed, and let's say you're on SSRIs, what are the damaging effects of them? Because I feel like they are a serious problem for a lot of people. And is there something that they can do? I know that we've discussed ketamine, but maybe a non-drug-related thing that you might recommend.
Yeah. So the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors were a big move forward. Because prior to that, we had things like amitriptyline, nortriptyline. They were serotonin, norepinephrine. It doesn't matter. They were just a different class of drug. But they had a lot of adverse effects, like anticholinergic effects, which means things like dry mouth and fast heart rate.
Checking into the Mandalay Bay.
Yes. I don't know. And also increased risk of dementia.
Yeah,
with anticholinergic medications. And so the SSRIs were a big move forward, but not everybody just has a problem with low serotonin. That's the issue.
Right.
And if you take these, many men will have sexual dysfunction with them. They may have delayed ejaculation. Mm-hmm. They may have inability to get an erection, those kinds of things. Now, for those people, I do have sort of a home remedy that they can try.
Hookers?
Well, maybe, but because, you know, that would increase the excitement factor, so it might overcome the problem.
Right. To make it a whole new disease.
Yeah, especially if, you know, the guy that's...
Well, that's the last one off your checklist. You might as well.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
No.
I'm too much of a germaphobe.
That's true.
Yeah.
And I'm married.
You're guilt ridden.
Pressure got led with that one.
She's not watching.
She watches this.
She does.
Yes. I know it's what you wouldn't think so, but you know there were other programs I was on. She didn't. No. Go on.
Hi, Mrs. Dave. He's being a good boy. I promise.
Oh yeah. I don't. Please. I'm soft as ice cream in a hot summer sun. So go on.
Well, one of the home remedies you can try if you have delayed ejaculation with these things is to actually take a non-drowsy antihistamine.
Is that when it happens like several days later? Like you're just at the mall?
Right.
Or is it like, okay.
No, it's any time that you don't feel you can ejaculate in the amount of time that you feel like you should, then it's delayed ejaculation.
Give it a try.
And you can try to take loratadine, which is... and you know, Claritin, and a non-drowsy antihistamine, and sometimes that'll reverse those effects. I had some people call into my show, Weird Medicine on SiriusXM, who have called in with this exact same problem, and we've made that recommendation, and a significant fraction of them have gotten some relief just by doing that. You take it about 30 minutes before intercourse, so it ruins the spontaneity, but at least you can perform.
Well,
if that doesn't work, they have another drug.
Well, I mean, it doesn't ruin the spontaneity for both of you necessarily.
That's true. Point. And I like the way you're sitting when you said that. You're getting lower in the chair.
No, I'm
creepier.
Matt's just staring off into space while I'm talking. I'm just boring the shit
out of you.
No, that's autism. That has nothing to do with why I'm sitting like...
No, why are you sitting like a lady? Like sitting like you're sitting like he's about to be like you're sitting on a black casting couch like you are.
It's quite delightful.
We have to get a different camera angle.
I just feel like tired Picard right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because you got the big.
Yeah.
I look a little like William Shatner. I look like if young William Shatner had the old one's body.
Mm.
That's me. Mm. Go on. Okay. Sorry.
I'm Sulu.
Then I'm Frank. Then I'm.
Well,
have you known anyone that had the opposite problem with premature ejaculation?
I know a guy who did, and then the SSRIs did help with that, but then he stopped taking them, and then it just went back to the same problem. Not premature, but just very much like, hey, one of us are going to enjoy this.
Right. Well, again, premature ejaculation is just when you ejaculate before you think you should.
Okay. Well,
and yes, and we'll use SSRIs for those people just to treat that primarily, although that's not the best treatment for it. The best treatment is a behavioral treatment where you actually practice edging.
Oh, yeah, that's... but isn't that bad for your penis to practice edge? It's not?
No, not... Well, I mean, if you're doing it for hours and hours, you get prostatic congestion, which we call blue balls, and it's unfortunate, but...
Yeah, we've all had a hand job in high school.
Right, right. Yes.
It's the number
poorly
one
poorly administered hand
blue
job.
Blue balls is a bad high school hand job.
Mm. But, those people, you get a rubber vagina. Can I say rubber vagina on this
say?
Show?
I was talking to...
Oh, I know who you were talking to.
She didn't know
women.
What edging was, and so I was explaining it to her. Oh. She's like, okay. We don't got to do that.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, doctor.
Okay, well, I just... Can I say rubber vagina on this show?
Yes.
Okay. So you take a rubber vagina, and you lube it up.
I mean, Ken is coming in soon.
And then you plop it on a table. Instead of putting it on your erect member and jacking it up and down, put it on a table and have intercourse with it.
What if it's a dining room table that you feed your family
it's
on?
It's fine. It's fine. Yeah, just clean it off. Yeah, clean it
just
up.
Just don't let everybody know you've had sex with
don't,
the table.
Yeah.
It's better to pray before a meal.
Honey, I'm going to have sex with my rubber vagina on the dining room table. I'll be done in 15 minutes.
So you say don't do
it's
it
It's a glass table
dinner.
With an 80s action star under it.
Wearing opera gloves.
But if you do that, you can, what you want to do is get up to the point where you feel like that feeling is coming
right.
And then withdraw and then put your hand around the shaft and your thumb over the urethral meatus, AKA the cock hole, and until the feeling goes away and then do it again and keep practicing. Now you're starting off on your own.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a partner that is willing and you have a good relationship with, now you can do it with them.
Okay.
Right. I feel like a member of our team quit all over again.
All right.
God, well, like, no, you're right.
Like five for five inside jokes. No one.
I know, but it's perfect though. I'm loving it, and I don't care. I'll tell you where a good place to do that would be in your bed.
Correct.
And if you're in bed, what better way to enjoy your bed than with Miracle Made Sheets?
Mm.
I'll tell you that much. Is that what we're doing today?
Yes.
Correct. Oh, good. Do you know that your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality? If you wake up too hot or too cold and you don't have menopause, I highly recommend you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets. They're inspired by NASA. They're made with, you know, with silver-infused fabrics, and they're a great place to edge. The bedding is...
Edge your beds.
Edge your beds. But they really are great. I have them myself. They keep you a nice, perfect temperature all night long. I think you'll enjoy them. If you go to miracle.com/normal, they're not very expensive.
Trymiracle.com. No.
I meant to say trymiracle.com. I kept thinking it was tryedging.org. Use your promo normal at checkout, and you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. And that is hand, face, and body. Did you know that, Matt?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You've tried them. You like them.
Yeah, they're excellent.
I bought them after the last time I was here.
Did you like them?
Yes, I love them.
I've honestly recommend
for real. I'm, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, here we are. What am I going to say? But for real, they're the best sheets I have.
I really love them, yep. And they keep my head cool at night.
Mm-hmm.
I get a very hot head, and then it's just you wake up sweaty. I don't like that. I don't like to wake up sweaty and scared and alone in a driveway.
I may have been a little premature on them. Like, honey, it's not you. It's also the sheets.
I wish I knew about them earlier. They certainly were something that were delayed for me. Trymiracle.com/normal. Use the promo code. You're going to like it. You're going to like your sheets. You're going to like your towels. And you're going to, for some reason, see a magic spell. Are you going to fix it? I feel like you... How do you fix something when you break it all? Anyway, go to promo code. Use promo code normal. That's trymiracle.com/normal. WrestleMania. Let's talk about it. Matt, you're retarded. Sorry. No, in fact, Matt, I do like wrestling. I've, of course, taken my son because he's young and just not special. But it's a huge event every year. I don't know if anybody here has heard of WrestleMania. I brought my son a couple years ago. But we do have our own person who works here that's a big fan. So WrestleMania was held over the weekend in Philadelphia at Lincoln Financial Field, where the best sports fans are. And please welcome right now John Cena's number one fan, Mark the Mark. Yep. All right, sit down. That's enough. Yep. All right. Sit down. Sit. Is it? We can just get rid of him already? All right. Thank you. You're right. This was a bad call.
Thank you, Matt.
We really only have 8 minutes left. That was probably the best way to go about that.
Ken was the one. He asked me some interesting questions during the eclipse.
Mark, you can come back in, actually.
Or Mark.
Mark the Mark. Where are you? Oh, I still have to do this. Oh, you don't have to do this. You're good. We have 7 minutes. It's up to you. You've already been dragged off.
Well, I filibustered for the whole show, so you don't have to do anything.
We want you on the show. I'm talking to Dr. Steve. All right. Well, how would you sum up this year's WrestleMania?
Oh, it was excellent. I watched it from my parents' basement.
Okay.
Not allowed to do it on the first floor anymore because I do the moves on the furniture.
Yeah, of course you do.
It was the American Dream's son, Cody Rhodes, the American Nightmare, yes. Versus Roman Reigns, who held the championship for 1,316 days. And it was going well. And there was a whole lot of commotion. And then all of a sudden, wrong pocket.
Oh, what's in your pocket?
Wrong pocket again.
How many pockets do you have?
Oh, my hero, John Cena, comes out, right?
Okay, good. You have toys.
I do. I have toys.
Great.
To emphasize what I'm trying to do here. I also have a clip that I brought.
How often are you hospitalized with... Okay, let's see the clip.
Let's see the clip. All right. So here we have John Cena and The Rock facing off.
Okay.
And look at that right there.
Bald.
Look at that. So they have all the money in the world... And then he even works for the Communist Chinese, and they can't think to fix that.
Looks like alopecia areata, actually.
So anyway, John Cena right
is that
there.
A singer?
And then all of a sudden, oh no, The Rock comes out because he's mad, and he gives him a rock bottom. Oh.
Are you doing that with toys?
Dude.
This was a mistake.
But then the light goes out. Oh, the Undertaker gives The Rock a choke slam.
Why do I feel like they're just kissing? All right.
You're looking
at I have a feeling you're going to be working Thursdays again soon, Dave.
Oh, shit. Are you sure? You better hope I'm not, because you're middling.
No, don't I know it?
You're going to be making $50. Anyway.
Thank you for having me on today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's going to be one of our last shows, I'm sure. Ken, do you have anything to ask Dr. Steve?
I recently heard that you have a history with wrestling.
That is true.
So why don't you, where did you start?
Nobody wants to hear this.
I do.
Nobody wants to hear any of this, but okay, fair. We're in too deep at this point.
In the 70s.
I think they wanted to hear the first parts with Dr. Steve. How dare you?
No, I was talking about the wrestling stuff.
Oh, yeah, nobody wants
probably.
To hear. Well, yeah. Some do.
Some people tuned out.
Yeah, I like wrestling.
I was a camera person for Wide World of Wrestling and Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling.
Oh, wow.
Crockett Brothers.
Yeah, the Jim Crockett Promotions. Oh,
yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And I was a cameraman for a year, and then I was audio engineer for a couple of years, and I knew all those guys, Ric Flair, Wahoo McDaniel, Mr. Wrestling Tim Woods, Ricky Steamboat, Steamboat Willie, Jack Mulligan.
Did you know Ole Anderson?
I did. I was just going to say Gene and Ole Anderson, and one of the Anderson brothers would do the commercials because, you know, they would have those commercials, you know, tonight in Darton Arena, Texas Chainsaw Match.
Ole.
And then you'd hear, you know, Wahoo McDaniel, if you're listening. Well, of course they were listening. We had to do 70 of these commercials. There were 35 markets. We did two commercials for each. So they're just sitting right there. And, It was a real trip doing 70 of those things in one afternoon, because we'd do those right after the news on Wednesday, and then we would do the show Wednesday night. And do you remember Mighty Igor, the Polish prince?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So he was partnered up at the time with a guy named Baron von Raschke. Baron von Raschke had the claw. And the Polish prince would sit up there. And he had this accent. I am the Polish prince. I believe he was from Kernersville, North Carolina, if I got it right. And he would gnaw on a Polish sausage. And he would just gnaw on it. He would never take a bite out of it and chew it and swallow it.
My dog loves those.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Same sort of thing. You know, we just gnaw on it constantly. And one of my jobs as audio engineer was to set up the microphones for the morning show, which was a 6 a.m. farm show. And it was right next to where the wrestlers were. And one day I was cleaning up the set. And I lifted up the sofa cushion, and there were three of Mighty Igor's Polish sausages just stuffed under the cushion. So what he was doing was he would gnaw on the sausage and then just shove it under the cushion and then come back the next week and stick the damn thing in his mouth.
Gross.
Like a beagle. For real.
Yeah, my Brian used to do that.
Yeah, your dog did.
Anyway, so yeah, I knew. I met Brute Bernard once. We had Andre the Giant once.
I was literally just going to ask that.
Renting himself out. He came to our studio one time. I walked in the studio, and your mind just can't. I mean, he's really only 2 feet taller than me, but when it comes to humans,
yeah,
it's insane. Sure. Your brain can't comprehend it. I had to do a double take. He was just such a massive dude.
I mean, he was 7 feet.
Yeah, 7'6".
He wasn't that tall, actually, and he shrunk a little, but just the girth of him, too, was astounding.
He was leaning up against the wall, and it just looked like he was holding it up.
Well, he had crushed Jake the Snake's chest in the ring just because he sort of missed, you know. Mm-hmm. He had drank, you know, 2 gallons of vodka instead of the usual one, so he was slightly off.
I don't know.
Only a little. For real, yeah. Oh, wow, that's great.
I never made it to the cameraman, but I did set up rings for a little while. Did you do any of that?
Oh, absolutely. The rings were fun.
Yeah.
They would take, I think they were 2x12s, and they would stretch them from one end of the ring to the other. You know, there was like a metal flange that they would lay them on. Then you would take other 2x12s and put it, lay them at right angles to that. So you had a one layer going this way and one layer going this way, and then they put 6-inch foam over that. Mm-hmm. And when you would jump on that or hit it or fall, all those 2x12s would bounce against each other, make this really thunderous yeah. noise.
I also had to give foot massages after I set up the ring.
Oh, you did?
Did you have to do that?
No, I never had to do that.
You had to give foot massage to the wrestlers?
Yeah, it was weird. I also had to do random foreign object checks, which is weird because I wasn't a ref.
Where would you check for foreign objects?
Oh, like in the locker room, the shower. It's weird.
I'm sorry. In those rooms or
that's where they were asking to...
So they were the ones getting checked?
Yeah.
Well, they would ask you to do it? Mm-hmm. Well, that's a different thing.
Was this a wrestling circuit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are you sure?
I set up the rings, then I do the foot massages, then foreign object checks.
I don't think that's wrestling, Mark.
Well, I mean, I set up the ring.
What was the ring? Can you get him out of here, please?
Wait. Hold on. Oh, I never had my headphones on.
It's fine.
Wait, what?
You don't need them on, because apparently you were molested.
Angela still has my arm. She that.
Oh, he's bending his knee the right way. That was always my favorite. Matt, they would bend their knee the right way, and then the guy would, you know, writhe in pain.
Matt has the same hair disease as John Cena.
That's weird. Yeah. We were going to keep that a secret.
We should, you know what?
Well, you stood up in camera. Oh, please.
We've got Don Lemon, but we've also got Terrence Howard.
Let's do both. Dip into both.
Dip in.
Let's dip our freshly massaged wrestler feet into these two. Let's take a look at
yeah. We need a palate cleanser.
Yeah, we do. Terrence Howard's new look.
It's something.
Oh. Do we have a video?
It's just the pictures.
It looks like Scat Williams.
What did he say earlier about him looking like Eddie Murphy?
He does it from the James Brown hot tub.
Yes.
That's him now. That looks like something they would leave on the floor of a hotel after they pulled out the corpse of a dead prostitute. Is that natural? Is he playing the mom from that 70s show in an upcoming movie?
Farrah Nossett.
Yeah, they're really going far with this whole mixing up the race. What is the deal? I don't understand why is this really how he's living?
Yeah.
Why is he crazy like this?
He's an actor.
He just woke up and thought he was Farrah Fawcett?
I mean, it happens.
Yeah. You all right, Matt?
It's like Rocky Dennis hair.
And brain.
Yeah.
Well, that's Terrence Howard's fresh new look.
Well, no, he was talking about the plight of black actors being underpaid, too. And it was like a thing where it's like, I've got this really important thing that's been eating away at me my entire career. I've got to say it. But first,
let me put on a woman's wig. Well, because it was the whole Iron Man thing, wasn't it? And then they were like, that's great. We got
you could have the most serious thing to say and like just, you know, all the receipts, the smoking gun of evidence, and you're just get that?
You could be on trial for the most serious thing, and whatever testimony you were giving, no one would listen to because the entire court would be going, look at his hair.
You could be on trial for murder, have a videotape of the person who actually did it doing it.
Yeah, and you're going to jail. Let's do one more.
Don Lemon.
Don Lemon got married, everybody. We can go ahead and let's take a look at the wedding photo. Do we have a wedding photo?
He tweeted out a picture of them. Coming down the...
Let's take a look. Oh, boy. Well, there's two guys that aren't allowed to donate blood.
Brian Stelter was forcefully removed.
He kept
sneaking frosting off the cake with his fat, sweaty fingers.
Well, once he found out the cake was gluten-free, he would have been pissed anyway.
That picture would somehow be less uncomfortable if they were wearing rollerblades.
I agree. Let's put the picture back up.
Keep it up. Keep it up.
Let's take a look at
this. Is this a deleted scene from a Devoto ad?
I wonder if a family member didn't show up because they're interracial.
Those dogs look like they've seen war.
Yes, they have. Long night of nitrate poppers and chest pain. Mm. I wonder if Anderson Cooper will join them.
Mm. I'm sure he'd be pissed when he found out the cake was gluten-free.
He also would be pissed. Well, congratulations to Don Lemon.
Yes.
And his sister Lulu, who's less gay. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. I agree. I don't know why. But I am actually very happy that the doctor came here today and shared
it. You're the one.
With us. I'm very happy. Everybody here is happy.
All very happy.
Everybody's happy. Matt, you can join in as a host and say you're happy.
I'm in a good mood.
Yeah, are you?
I'm sorry. I had to wake up at 6 this morning and, and take my dog.
You could have texted me. I knew you were going to bring it. Let's, doctor, where can we find you?
Oh, Weird Medicine. Nobody cares.
You do care.
Dr. Steve.
Weird Medicine, wherever podcasts are found. We're on Sirius XM, channel 103.
Yes.
And, I've got Patreon and all that. Just search Weird Medicine. You'll find me.
I like it.
Yep, thank you.
I appreciate you coming on. And Matt?
Yep, Matt McClowry. Every platform.
That is your name.
I look like death right now.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know. Every time I see you in the camera, are you all right, though?
Good. I'm just exhausted.
I know. I bet you're tired.
No, I just had a long day. I had to fly in from Tampa. Had a delay, had a weather that made the flight longer. And
No, I get it. I've been on planes. It's not the worst Boeing experience you could have had.
That's the way home.
Yes. Well, no, please. Your daughter's with you.
The literal way.
As long as your wife and daughter get home. I hope you do too.
I know.
Obviously. Welcome. Let's do the end of the world.
Okay.
And get out of here. All right. What would be the craziest way for a professional wrestler to die, Matt?
With healthy and well-developed, well-adjusted adult children.
Dr. Steve.
With a 401k.
Oh, I like that. Angela.
Sober.
Oh, there you go. I'm going to say leaving behind their first and only spouse. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Normal World. We'll be back tomorrow, where Matt will be sitting in for QB again, and I will be here, hopefully.
I'm sorry.